Welcome to Myrtle Moms with Margaritas, the show where we sip cool drink, talk about hot topics, and certainly don't take ourselves too seriously. Grab your favorite beverage, give your children the iPads, and take a break, because this episode, we are talking about life with a mom who is the coolest of the cool. I'm Jen, Colton and Nolan's mom.
I'm Shannon, Gabriel and Grayson's mom. And we are here. It's Friday. Yay.
It is Friday. And you're coming off a vacation.
I'm coming off vacation. We just went to Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
That is truly the mountains of Myrtle Beach.
Cheers to the drinks that you brought
yes.
back for us.
I brought back, let's see.
A little margarita in a can. Is that what we're looking at?
It's moonshine margarita
in a can. Moonshine margarita.
From so Old Smoky
this
Moonshine.
This episode could get a little crazy, folks.
Yes. I texted Jen while I was there. I said, they have a margarita moonshine. I think I know what we're going to have on our next episode.
But
it was a lot of fun. It was like, I will tell you though, I still am having to take a little bit of Dramamine because I feel like I'm still in the mountains, like walking in the elevations and everything.
Oh yeah.
So yeah.
A lot of good family time.
A lot of good family time. We got a lot of walking in, ate a lot of really good food, which we'll hear a little bit about some food here in just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fun. So, and then you just got back from a trip
for work. Yeah. Was in Kansas City. Uh-huh. Yep.
Is that where Wizard of Oz? No.
Kansas, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh. And we were actually in two states. So we were in Kansas City, Missouri. And then the office where our hotel was in Kansas City, Missouri. And their office was in Kansas City, Kansas. So two states, one trip.
There you go.
Yeah, who knew?
Well, that's fun.
Exactly. So the other thing, speaking of vacations,
yes.
we're giving away a island, or excuse
we're
me.
We're giving away an island.
I love it.
Man, we got some money.
A hammock from Polly's Island, their world famous homemade hammocks. So we want to announce this giveaway today. All you have to do is leave us a review on any of our platforms where you listen, and then send us a little private message on social media or send us an email at myrtlemomswithmargs@visitmyrtlebeach.com. Either way, just send us a screenshot of that review that you left for us. And then on April 7th, National No Housework Day, we are going to give away a hammock. So you can sit in your hammock instead of doing housework. That was the
plug. I like
it. Yeah, so leave us a review, and we'll be giving one lucky reviewer a Polly's Island hammock.
Nice.
Sweet.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Well, I'm ready to introduce our guest because we have a very special guest today. Today's guest was born and raised in Milton, New York, and is the second of four siblings. She's a single mom of the sweetest boy, James, who is 11 years old and is on the autism spectrum. She is executive chef and CEO of Johnny D's Waffle and Benedict's, and together with her family, they run three restaurants, and they keep growing. She enjoys being a chef, although she believes her passion is more about the hospitality of the business more than the cooking itself. Her true passion is cooking for the people she cares about the most. And most recently, she was featured on the cooking channel Chef Swap at the Beach. Cheers to today's guest, Jamie Descalski. Did I say it right?
Descalis.
Okay. Jamie Descalis.
Perfect.
Okay.
Welcome, Jamie.
Welcome, Jamie.
Thanks for having me.
And Jamie's actually been a good friend of mine since she moved here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really exciting to see how much success that you have gotten in the past few years and just continuously are growing.
Thank you. We're trying. I think with the opening of our third location, it really showed that people wanted love their Johnny D's.
They do.
It's been really awesome. And we've had a really good year. And even this year has started out really well. It's only almost the end of February.
Yeah.
We're already doing better than last year. So I'm really excited about that.
And you just got done with the renovation with your first location, the original location in Myrtle.
Yeah, the original location needed a little pick-me-up. So we wanted to do it, to get started on last year, but we just couldn't. And, this year was a perfect opportunity. And I was really excited. It was weird to close the restaurant for 2 weeks. I've never done that before and do a whole project like that. And it came out so amazing, just like I envisioned it. So
I'm sure you had other things to fill that time, right?
Yeah, but it was a lot. I had a great contractor, but still, I had to answer so many questions every day, and so it was stressful, and I felt like my mind was going nonstop. Like I was more exhausted than if the restaurant would be open.
Yeah.
Physically, mentally, I was just every day. By the time I went home, I just crashed.
Well, I have to say my favorite food at Johnny D's is the red velvet waffles.
Mine too.
We love it. I mean, it's like a dessert for breakfast. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. But
I was going to say, both Shannon and I love your food for sure. But you say your true passion is cooking for the ones that you love. So what do you love cooking for those?
I guess it just depends. Like, I just really like when I'm cooking at home for like friends and stuff like that, it just makes me excited. And it's not so much just the food that I'm cooking. It's just like the whole experience that's created by it. Like last year, my best friend, Stephanie, you know, Stephanie, her birthday, like I had my friends over and I just cooked like so many proteins and you just had the whole counter full of food and everyone was just eating and like hanging over the tables. And that's what I love. Mm-hmm. That's what I love the best. And it's like all, you know, all centered around food.
Absolutely.
So, you know, and at home, it depends on like sometimes I'll just make, you know, two salads. Sometimes I make tacos. Sometimes I bust out a big steak dinner. Sometimes, like, you know, I have all the pots and pans out making, you know, whatever. And, so it just, I guess it kind of just depends.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I just like the whole experience that food can create, like with the people that you love.
And she always does like amazing displays of the food when she is preparing.
Yeah.
We've had the opportunity to go to several of her family functions and friends and things, and it's always so delicious.
Yeah,
the boys are always like, what's Miss Jamie cooking?
So that's what I love. And everyone's so happy and we're like laughing and carrying on around the table. And that's like what I really love. I just... It's going to sound silly, but I guess I love, like, love. So it's like I love being around the people that I love.
Mm-hmm. That's sweet, though.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking a little bit about James and just wanted to ask, so what were the signs that made you feel that you thought that maybe we need to go and get James evaluated for autism or something that he's experiencing?
When I first had James, I didn't know anything about autism. I didn't even really notice anything was off. Not off. I shouldn't say off. I should say like he just wasn't meeting certain milestones. I think until almost like 2 years, and it was with the speech.
The speech.
The speech was the first thing I noticed. And I didn't really notice anything else. Like I felt like he made eye contact with me. But now I feel like he makes eye contact with me more often. And he did before because it was me. But I notice now like he makes a lot more eye contact. But he's my first kid. You know, I didn't even know how much eye contact a kid was supposed to be making, you know? So, right before his third birthday, the daycare that he was in, they said something like, you know, he doesn't respond to his name and we're, you know, wondering maybe he has, you know, hearing issues. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what are you talking about? I'm like, James. He turned around. And I was like, what are you guys talking about? But we did end up, you know, they kind of were like insistful. And I think they just, maybe they knew or they had concerns and they didn't want to say because it wasn't their place. So I did go and get him evaluated by Horry County. And they did end up diagnosing with autism. And it was a lot of things that I just didn't know were autism related. You know, he used to line up his cars. He used to watch. Uh-huh. When I used to take the trash out, he used to follow me down and watch the wheel spin. And like little things like that. He walked on his tippy toes. I guess I really didn't like think anything of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was very, you know, speech delayed. He had some words and he had lost them. So things like that. And then once I started doing research, like, you know, signs of autism, I was like, oh, I just didn't
know. There
they are. There they are. They all were.
Yeah.
So, and I don't remember which other ones, like, I had pinpointed. I was like, oh, okay. But I just didn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
So that's why now, like, you know, even at the restaurant, I have, like, in the back of the menu, like, early signs of autism. Because, like, if a parent reads it and they're going to be like, oh, man. Like, and I've had parents and grandparents tell me, I have to go home and get my child evaluated. Or I have to tell my daughter to go get my grandson evaluated because I see a lot of these things. So if one kid was diagnosed early because of that, I feel like it was totally worth having it there.
Of course, just for people to know
because I didn't know anything about autism. I didn't know nothing. I had to look it up and do a lot of research. So
I was going to say, where did you go for research and how did you educate yourself?
And you're a true advocate for the autism community. As well as with Champion Autism Network, the organization here in our community. And you even got a tattoo a few years ago.
Yeah, I got one on my left bicep of my sweetie. It has puzzle pieces and it has this big harness as his name next to it. It's so cute. It's my favorite. And it's so bright, even after all these years, it's nice and bright colored. So I'm going to go get one more soon. He always, it's a cute little thing that he does. There's a video, something about a tomato. And he says, what's a tomato? And he starts laughing. And sometimes I'll be like, oh, he'll just walk by me. He'll be like, tomato. So I'm going to go get like a little, I want to go get like a little tomato and get put like a little puzzle piece in it soon and just be like a cute little thing. Like he'll see it.
Yeah.
And I don't care if anyone who's like, why she have a tomato on her? They probably think because I'm a chef, but it has
nothing to do with it. Connections to so many parts of your world.
So I plan on doing that because I love that's one of my favorite things. And sometimes I'll just be across the room and I'll just be like, tomato. And he starts laughing.
Does he like tomatoes?
No, not particularly. But it was like a YouTube video that it was like, what's a tomato? And it was like, what's a something else? But it's always what's a tomato? And he just, and he'll just be like, tomato. And it's just something me and him say to each other. And it just makes us smile. So
that's
it's
so
just
sweet.
Cute. Yeah.
Love it.
But he's a sweet boy, and he goes to Horry County Schools now. And actually, he's been doing really well. I'm really happy with how great he's doing in public school. And it's a lot compared to what, you know, the amount of workload that he had at the prior school. I was surprised, and I was like, he does all this in one day?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, good for him.
Yeah. So, well, and you as a parent, not being familiar with this, I mean, I have to give you props of really trying to educate yourself, but not only be, you know, a leader within the community of teaching others about autism, but you fought for James for everything. You made sure that he has had the best education, the best opportunities. And what would you – do you have any advice for parents that are maybe going through this?
I am. My biggest thing – like our biggest turning point was when we with feeding therapy, because he was having a really bad diet. And then – but I worked with him so much at home. I mean, I homeschooled him kindergarten and first grade so he could start ABA therapy. Mm-hmm. And like a lot of the things that we were learning there, like I really made sure to reiterate them at home. And the same thing with homeschooling, the same thing with food, the feeding therapy. So like I worked with him so much at home, probably to where like I, you know, gave up part of myself just to make sure, you know, I worked with him at home. But it really paid off at the end because me and him are so close and he's so loving and he has learned so much and he wants to learn. He loves self-care. Like he loves learning skills to take care of himself. The other day I saw him cleaning his ears out because just from like watching me doing stuff and I didn't even know he could do it. And he did it. I had to teach him where to put the Q-tips when he's done, but we'll get there. But,
I don't think, no matter if they're like 40, 50, whatever, they're
right on the counter was nasty earwax.
Right?
I really worked with him a lot at home. And I think like that's where it really like resonated with him. And I don't know, he's a lot like me too. Now that he's getting older, like I see my personality in him so much and it makes me so happy because, you know, he's my little mini me and my little shadow. But I just think like, you know, patience and really like understand, like I don't really get mad at him anymore, like or mad. Sometimes I get frustrated, but like sometimes when he's like crying or upset about something, I try to let him know, like, I understand you're upset. It's okay to be upset because sometimes I cry because I got stuck at one too many traffic lights on the way to work.
Right.
So I'm get there crying by the time I get there. So, you know, I just try to be really understanding like him and how he's frustrated. He can't tell me what he wants. So because I used to get like mad, I feel like, and upset. Yeah. And I used to I think he could feel it. And now I don't really anymore. And as he's gotten older, it has gotten easier. And he's a good boy. He's a good listener. And one thing with like autistic kids, they're not like malicious. Like they don't really try to do things that they're not allowed to do. So at least we don't have like that kind of stuff, like, you know, and that makes it a little bit easier too, because he's not like coming up with his own way of doing things on top of already like, you know, needing help with certain things. So if he learns how to like use it, like the dishes when he's done, he puts them away and he knows exactly where everything goes. His garbage goes away. So that's why I said I have to teach him where the Q-tips go because he doesn't know. Like if you leave the toilet seat up, like if you use the bathroom and he does not hear the toilet seat come down, he will go in there afterwards and put the seat down. Because that's what he was taught.
Can he train my kids? Right? And my husband.
So I have never had a fall into the toilet yet.
Yeah.
So little things like, so it's nice to like when he does learn a skill, he keeps it the exact same way. Like there's been things that I've had to like reteach him to do something another way. And that was like that, like after he learned to do something and I'm like, okay, there's an easier way. Or maybe I figured out an easier way to do something. So then he had like a hard time being like, but this is how this is how I already learned. So I could tell he gets like, that's not what you taught me, you know.
Mm-hmm. It has to go in a certain way.
So it's good that means when he does learn a skill, he learns it. Like there is no going around it after that. Like if you want to change it, it takes all, you better, you're just teaching him all over again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I will say it took about maybe 6 months or so. And James, he gave me a hug after with meeting James. And James is closer to the age with Gabriel. And I was like, he likes me.
Yeah, he gives you a hug.
That's a big deal. That is a big deal.
So, but he's the sweetest thing. And I'm very like affectionate and like I love.
You love to love.
Yeah. And like, right. So for me, like he, you know, at 11 years old, he probably most kids, boys think they're too cool for their moms. Not mine. Mine thinks the sun rises and sets with me. So it's sweet, and he's always giving me kisses. And now he comes up to me. Sometimes he puts his arm around me, gives me a big old kiss on the lips, and I'm just,
You gotta love it. Absolutely.
I was like, don't ever grow up and be regular. Right? Don't ever grow up and be regular. You just live with mommy forever. It's fine. But he is the sweetest thing.
Does James like to cook with you at all?
He likes to eat.
He likes to eat.
Okay.
It used to only be, was it like macaroni and cheese and chicken nuggets?
Or? He only used to eat french fries and Eggo waffles and milk and like those smoothies. Mm-hmm. And it was rough. So I worked with Young Talkers, and boy, that therapist had a patience like an angel at the beginning. Because and you know, the feeding therapy process is weird because at the beginning you're like, this can't possibly be doing anything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, just like to introduce the food and throw it in the trash. And I'm like, I was watching for the first few weeks, like, what's going on? And then, but sure enough, she's like, just trust the process. And I was like, well, you're doing better than me, because if I put that on his plate, he starts crying. So,
yeah.
But he did. He started eating everything. And then we would go home and practice, and he would eat. It would take him like 2 hours to eat 5 blueberries. But I would not give up on him.
Yeah.
And now he'll eat his body weight in blueberries if I let him.
Oh, wow.
So, but he loves to eat. So, you know, right around 4:30, he starts following me around. Like, it's almost feeding time. Why are you not in the kitchen starting my dinner yet? Or he'll be like, dinner, food, hungry. So I hear him from the living room, like, or in the morning sometimes too, he'll be eyeing me if I don't start walking into the, he's took my hand and like walked me into the kitchen before and let me go. Like, I'm a hungry lady, what are you doing?
Smart. Let me just tell you, that's smart.
Yeah.
But, with that same kind of concept in mind, obviously you're very close with your family. How has your family learned to incorporate him into their lives and like work with him the way that you have learned that?
Let me tell you, they're the worst. They'll be like, why is he upset? What did you do to him? And I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, and one, because one time I went to Berkey's with him. And I just felt like he ate a lot that day. And I wanted to get an ice cream cone. So I got but I didn't get him a milkshake. And I was like, he'll be fine. When I sat back down at that table with my ice cream cone and not a milkshake for him, he was not having it. He started getting his straw out of his drink and tried putting it in my So then, like, fine. And then I was like, oh, my God, what am I doing? I went and got him a milkshake. So I'm, like, telling my family about it. And they were – and I thought they would be, like, maybe, like, be on my side. I didn't think I did anything too wrong. No,
nope.
I got jumped down my throat. And anytime after that now, anytime I mention ice cream or milkshake, they need to make sure James is getting one.
Uh-huh.
They're the worst. And a couple weeks later, I remember we were at a function and he was crying about something. And Christina was like, what did you do to him? And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, does he need something? I was like, mind your business. Leave me alone. They're the worst.
So they
cater
him.
To him. Yes. They cater to every little
thing. Sounds like it's
God.
Lots of love.
Oh, my
yes.
God. Yeah, I'm getting stared up and down to make sure I didn't do nothing to the boy.
Yeah.
What did you do to the boy?
Is he the only grandson? No, there's one other.
Yeah, my older brother has a son too, Yanni. He's 2.5 years older than James, 3 years older, something like that. I think he's just had a 13th or 14th birthday. But he's like a sweet, kind-hearted boy like James is. But because I see a lot of, and they have like a lot of the same facial expressions, so it's so cute when I see, because sometimes James does stuff and I'm like, oh my God, he looks so much like Yanni. So like the way that their eyes open up, and it's cute. But he's a sweetie.
Well, you also mentioned in your bio that you recently started solo traveling.
Yeah.
I'm very interested in this.
Me too.
I'm going to tell you what, that was the best thing I ever did. And I've only been on like, you know, sometimes I take like work trips like for the Chef Ambassador Program. I've been places with the Chamber mm-hmm. before uh-huh. and stuff like that. So it's like I'm always around people and I might have like a half a day or something like that, or 3 hours before I have to go to an event. But I went to Portland, Oregon, and I had the best time. I was kind of nervous to be in my own thoughts for 5 days because there's a lot going on up in here.
Did you know anyone when you went?
Not
so
one
you weren't
person.
Going to visit friends.
No.
You strictly were just like, I want to go here. Mm-hmm. And
what made you decide
traveling?
Oregon?
It was just a great place. I had looked online to see like what were the top 15 places to travel solo. Okay. And that was one on there. So I was like, okay, let's go. And it's like, everyone says like Portland, they pride themselves in being weird and mm-hmm. Very LGBTQ friendly. And I was like, it sounds like a perfect spot for me.
Yeah.
So I had to go, and I had great I had so much fun. It was just nice. Like, I woke up whenever I wanted.
Yeah.
I took a shower if I wanted to, or I took a nap when I wanted to. Uh-huh. I went to eat anytime. I had dessert for breakfast almost every day.
Didn't have to get a milkshake also.
I was like, I changed it last minute reservation, and I wanted to go later. I didn't have to ask anyone's opinion. But I literally, like,
You could dress up if you wanted to. Yep. You could dress down if you wanted to.
That's it. I took got tours by locals. I scheduled myself a private tour of all the waterfalls up and down Oregon. They call it something. But we stopped at like 8 or 9 waterfalls. And something about waterfalls, I love them so much. Yeah. I love when like you stand by them and the mist hits you. Mm-hmm. And it was cold, but like by the waterfalls, I did not feel cold. I felt so much energy and I just felt so like alive. And then as soon as I got back in the car, I was like, where's my hot chocolate? But it was so much fun, and I cannot wait to go to – I think I'm going to go to Asheville next.
Okay. Oh, that's pretty.
So because I'm like that, I can plan kind of like last minute. I don't have to do airfare and stuff that. Mm-hmm. So, but I went back and forth every day. I was like, tonight I'm going to book my tickets. I was like talking myself out of it. And then finally one night I was like, just do it right now.
Yeah. Good for
and
you.
I did. I went and I booked everything through American Express, and it was awesome. And I felt so bougie in the American Express lounge. So I was like able to – and that actually helped too because, you know, sitting by the gate for me
– yeah.
Because I had a little bit of a layover, and that's another thing that I was like, oh my God, in the airport for 3 hours, what if my plane's delayed? Like, I can't sit on, you know. Yeah. But it was perfect in that aspect too, and I just had the best time, and I cannot wait to go again. I'm going to start going. I don't even care. I'm going to start going wherever I can.
Good for
you.
So
I'm not going to wait for, you know, to have someone to go with me. So
yeah.
I love that.
This is great.
In Asheville, I will tell you, I'm not sure if you're a big beer drinker, but they have some great craft beers.
I don't really drink alcohol as much, any of it anymore, but I gained 8 pounds in 4 days when I was in Oregon, and it was the best 8 pounds of my life.
Oh, I can only imagine.
And I've held on to about 5 of them, which I needed it anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, with the restaurants and stuff, I'm eating during the day is almost inconvenient.
Yeah.
So, because I have so much to do, I just want to get my work done. So I go, after we close, I do frequent like a lot of places. Like I have a couple places that I love to eat up and down the Grand Strand that I frequent them a lot, and they probably think I'm crazy, but I'm like, I just want to bang out work while I'm at work, and I want to sit and eat when no one's going to bother me.
In peace. Exactly. Yes. Well, you are like the Energizer bunny. Yeah. Like,
you know.
Go.
Where do you get your energy from?
I don't know.
Fair.
I wish I could bottle it and like sell it on the store.
Oh, trust me.
Because I feel like I could make a few dollars.
You could definitely.
You could make a lot.
Absolutely.
So.
Well, and you also recently did a trip with James, didn't you?
Yeah, we went to Greenville.
Oh, how was that?
It was our first like mommy and me trip. Like it was just him. Oh my God. When I first got there, we went straight to Falls Park on the Reedy because I had to wait for the check-in to Airbnb. So we went over there, and then he was whining about something with the iPad. And I was like, if you don't stop your whining, we're going to leave vacation right now. I will drive all the way back to Myrtle Beach right now. And he was like, vacation. Like, aww. Oh, no pad. Because we were there like in this beautiful park and he wanted his iPad.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. So I was like, okay. So then like I was like, I quickly, because he doesn't know how to turn the iPad off. So I was like, just turn it off and pretend it went dead. And as soon as I did that, he pushed a button a few times, and then he put it in his bag, and we went down the park, and he had the best time. He was lining up it. He loves Pez, so he was, like, lining up his Pez on all the rocks, and he loves waterfalls and the noise that the water makes, he loves going to the beach and stuff. So we were just sitting different spots, and we spent, like, 3 hours up there on different parts of the falls hanging out. And then I took him on a short hike, and we walked all the way around. It was like a mile or mile, maybe 2 miles that he walked around. We stopped at the different benches, and he would line his Pez up, and we took a couple of pictures, and it was really sweet. And it was cold, and he did great, and we found a skate park, an indoor skate park. We went there a couple times, and we went to 2 different jump places. And I took him to the #1 rated restaurant over there to eat because he loves to eat, so that was fine.
Yeah.
And we had a good time, and I would definitely even take him again. And the same thing was nervous, but I got an Airbnb, like a house, so it could be a little bit more comfortable. So we did spend a lot of time there in the mornings. Mm-hmm. Like we weren't rushing out. Like we didn't do stuff all day.
Yeah.
We went and did a morning activity. Then we'd come back and then we did a short afternoon activity and then we'd go out for dinner. So
that was
just
smart.
Yeah, just so he has a little break in between. And I don't care. I'll sit on the couch and do
watch
nothing.
TV.
I'm
fine. Yeah.
That's what vacation's for.
Right?
There's no need to pack everything into it.
So
that is the truth.
Yep. On the third day, he asked to go back to the skate park. He loved that. And it was indoors, so it didn't have to be cold. And they were so sweet there, like the other riders and stuff. And they like accommodated him and stuff. So that was really nice. So we had a good time. And I think with him next, I was looking and like, I'm going to take him to Charlotte next because they have like a few indoor skate parks and a lot of trampoline parks. And those are like his two favorite things. So we could, you know, we could go to a different one every day. So I think that's what we're going to do next.
Nice. Look, you're going to North Carolina a lot then, it sounds like.
I'm not going to be there permanently. No one has to worry.
Wait, is that where the next Johnny Deese is going to be?
I would really like to go to Pauly's one day, but let's see if that, I don't know if that's ever going to happen. So,
that's not too far from us.
Because that would help like the people that live in Charleston and Mount Pleasant, they're always, you know, I was asking. Mm-hmm. So I feel like Pauly's, they could take like day trips, you know, be an hour from Mount Pleasant to hit up to Pauly's. So it's not that bad.
No,
I've traveled further to eat than that. So
you can definitely tell you're a chef.
So,
well, where do you get your strength from and your drive and just your energy and passion just for life in general?
I don't know. I guess my dad, as we were growing up, he was really big on like discipline. So I started karate when I was 4 and I did that till I was about 16 and I thought I was like too cool to go to karate anymore. But I feel like that was a huge help for me. But my dad, I don't want to say he was like strict as far as like we weren't allowed to go out past 8, but like he expected us to act a certain way. He expected, you know, and we
had high expectations for
him. Like behavior and like what you're supposed to be doing compared to what you're not, like right and wrong and stuff like that. So I'm very like about that. Like if I tell someone I'm going to do something, I always make sure I do it because I don't want anyone to ever say like Jamie just says things and never follows through. But as far like I love what I do and I love that I have, especially recently, like we're really cultivating an environment that people like to work to. And I have really good staff and, you know, our employee retention is at the best it's ever been. Like we're not even doing any major hiring for the season.
And that's unheard of.
Yeah, yes, like I'm like fully staffed at the Myrtle Beach store. We will probably hire a few like part-timers like that want summer work, like some college students or J-1 students that come in. But like we're pretty much fully staffed at all three stores as far as like a core. And then we'll probably, you know, a couple of people, we have a lot of college students, especially in Surfside and North Myrtle Beach that come for the summer. That's what they want. You know, that's all they can do. And but I'm really happy about that. And I love that I created this place. So I always make sure that it's always up to standards. And I love that the customers, you know, that I have this, like we joke around with this like cult following. Mm-hmm. And I always want make sure people and I love like when people are happy. So it keeps me motivated to like make sure that the discipline in there, because I don't want to ever start slipping. And then people say, oh, Johnny D's is not what it used to be. You know, they start slipping and stuff like that. So we are high like with discipline and everyone knows like you need to do what you're supposed to do. So I can do what I do to make sure that everyone makes money in this place.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as like work and stuff, that feels like that kind of like keeps me motivated, like that standard of expectations that my family set for ourselves.
I was going to say, and you treat your employees like family.
Yeah, I mean,
y'all do a lot of like fun outings.
Yeah,
and
we try to.
Together
and
things.
And recently, the last year, I feel like I've really like, because, you know, I'm not going to say that probably there's people out there that says I'm a pain or I'm difficult to work for and stuff like that. But, you know, just like not every working environment is for every person,
sure,
you know,
mm-hmm.
and the people that succeed in our three restaurants are people that like structure.
Yeah.
So we, you know, and after a while, like we have, you know, the team that we put together, everyone kind of likes that. Like, this is what's expected of me. Structure, like if I need something to make my job better, I know that she's going to get it for me. And we just have like a trust. If I say I'm going to do this, I do it. And I always, you know, I make sure all the equipment's fixed and I make sure, you know, keep everything up. And, you know, no one's trying to work with like broken ovens and stuff like, because you can't work like that.
No.
You know, I always bring crews in to clean the stuff that is supposed to be cleaned and stuff like that. So I just feel like that standard that I set for myself keeps me motivated because I don't ever want to not live up to it. So, you know, sometimes it's hard and I wish that I didn't care so much, but I don't know. That's my livelihood. That's I'm doing that for me, for my family, for every single person that works there. And for James, you know, I don't know what his future holds. I need to make sure financially that he is okay when I'm not here. Cause unfortunately I can't live forever. So that's like one of my biggest thing that drives me in there. Like I have to make sure this place is successful because James needs it to be, cause I can't be here until, you know, I can't be here forever.
Yeah.
So I need to make sure when I go that he doesn't have to worry about it. Because maybe he has a great job and maybe he's doing all these things. Or maybe, you know, maybe he lives at SOS Care, built that beautiful facility.
Yeah.
Maybe he lives there in assistance. But at least financially, I need to make sure I work really hard in there and make sure everything, the customers have a good base. So, you know, I could save for his future and stuff like that.
I mean, that's a goal that you can't
have it. So
no,
like, that's
it's number one, number one priority.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, and you know, you can have life insurances and this and that, but even still, like, you know, my sister and, you know, when I said Christina earlier, Christina's not actually my sister, but she may as well be. Uh-huh. At this point now I have two sisters and two brothers. There's five of us. So, but like Christina has two kids. I want to make sure she has, you know, Nick has Yanni. I want to make sure that, you know, Yanni has a future if he wants to do this, or if he just wants to go to college, you know, and every single person that works for us, like, I want to make sure they're happy to come to work, they can provide for their families and stuff like that. So, but, and that comes, and the customers, I want them to have a place that they come and they love coming to Johnny D's and get so excited when they come and so excited when, every time they talk about the red velvet waffle. And, all that, like, all that bundled together, like, really keeps me just motivated. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. You know, some days I do crash and some days I don't feel like it. But even the days I don't feel like it, something happens or and, you know, a problem comes up and I forget that I don't feel like it. And I just jump into my mode and until I crash.
One great thing about you is even though you might be the owner, the chef, you are willing to wear every single hat imaginable.
Yeah.
And that says, you know, that speaks wonders. And truly, when you have employees and they see the boss willing to take out the trash and do everything, that they have more respect for you.
Yeah, sometimes they're yelling at me like, stop taking it, we can do it. And I'm like, I know you can do it, but I'm just standing here and you're busy. So let me do it. It's fine.
Yes, it's fine.
It's a great personality trait to have.
Yes, exactly.
We need to clone you and make more along the way.
Trust me. It taught in her energy, too.
Yeah, right. Last weekend, it was very busy at the restaurant. It was the holiday weekend. Uh-huh. And everyone was running around, and I was like, oh, the plants need to be watered. And I'm like, watering the plants while everyone's running around. And I was like, the customers are probably thinking like, look at this girl. Everyone's running around. She's over there watering her plants. Like, but they were thirsty. They needed it.
No, they were probably going, wow, that's Jamie. I've seen her on TV before.
Yeah, exactly.
There she is watering her plants.
Yes.
Wonder if there's magical sauce in those plants. Yeah. How are they growing so beautifully?
Well, talking about as being a chef, is there a particular dish that's your favorite that you have on the menu?
My favorite dishes at the menu are the Chipotle bacon skillet.
Okay.
The red velvet waffle. Mm-hmm. With chocolate chips.
Mm. Ooh.
And then...
With the cream cheese still on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But just the chocolate chips,
okay.
A little extra something. They, like, start to melt a little bit, and they're like, super creamy. But anyway. And then the churro French toast, because when the churro sugar starts to get hot and starts to melt and then mixes with the cream cheese icing and then you pour the syrup over it, it makes this sauce on your plate that, like, is divine. So that's what I like about that one.
I think we hear my stomach growling right now for all of it.
And then I also like the pork belly Benedict, but I do like it better on a biscuit, to be honest.
Mm. Okay.
So those are my favorite things.
Note to self.
Yep. I'm the skillet person in the room.
Yeah, the chili bacon skillet hits all the marks. It has the coolness from the guacamole, the spiciness from the jalapenos and the sauce. Then it's like crunchy because the jalapenos add a snap. And then the mushrooms add that like deep flavor. And then you have, you know, the bacon for the saltiness. And then it's covered in home fries. I mean, piled on the home fries with the scrambled eggs. So it's like, it's my favorite thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, what do you make with chicken fingers? All of the many things she can come up to combine with.
Right? Exactly.
Jen, I don't know if you have any more questions or not. But.
I don't, but I'm so glad that you came and joined us today.
Well, thank you.
We're really excited. Is there anything that you wanted to plug for Johnny D's?
Oh, yeah. How can they find you on social media?
Okay, we are all over social media. TikTok, my sister posts some really cool videos. Instagram and Facebook. Just search Johnny's Waffles and one of the three locations pop up. And then, but the Myrtle Beach store, you know, like we said, just got remodeled. Come by and check it out. And the other two stores are beautiful as they were from the beginning. But yeah, I mean, we just changed our menus. We have some new stuff on there. We're going to come up with some new specials this spring. And for the summer months, I'm really excited. We're actually going to do like a big waffle sundae with the red velvet waffle.
Ooh.
So I'm just deciding what ice cream flavor. I'm just finalizing my ice cream flavor for it.
Yeah. Wait, ice cream with the waffle?
Yeah. So, because we have like the banana split waffle. That's a plain waffle. It comes with vanilla ice cream, but the banana split up and then whipped cream, and you can add strawberries to it. But I want to do something with the red velvet waffle, maybe do like a chocolate ice cream or like a coffee flavored ice cream or something like that, and do some fruit and maybe do some ganache, and I'm still working on it, but it's going to look like it's going to be beautiful.
So no matter where you're listening, go and follow the social media. Because the photography is beautiful of the food, and it'll be mouthwatering no matter where you are.
And your sister does all the photography, right?
Yeah, she does all, yep.
Very nice. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being on here. And we're so excited to be able to promote you within the community, but also on air, and all of our listeners who come to Myrtle Beach, definitely check out Johnny D's. And you will see Jamie running around and helping in every way, form, or fashion.
Yes.
But if you have any questions, suggestions, or feedback, please email us at MyrtleMomsWithMargs@visitmyrtlebeach.com. That's MyrtleMomsWithMargs@visitmyrtlebeach.com. We would definitely love to hear from you.
Yeah, and we talked about the giveaway at the beginning. Yeah. We'll post it again on Facebook and Instagram as well once this episode goes live. And so you can figure out how to win the Polly's Island hammock right from our Instagram and Facebook page, which is on both Instagram and Facebook at Myrtle Moms with Margs. Again, at Myrtle Moms with Margs. And always give us a 5-star rating and, subscribe to our podcast. We'd love to have you as a follower.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, with that,
cheers, ladies.
Cheers.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina is the beach. Here, you're free to be your best self because Myrtle Beach is 60 miles made for you. You belong at the beach.
Beach easy.